It was easy to say that the kid would be stopped at the door, that he couldn't know any of the authorization phrases that opened it. But Flaherty no longer trusted such ideas, tempting as they might be. All bets were off, and Flaherty felt a soaring sense of relief when he saw the kid and his furry little pal stopped up ahead. Several of the posse fired but missed. Flaherty wasn't surprised. There was some sort of green area between them and the kid. A fucking swatch of jungle under the city was what it looked like, and a mist was rising, making it hard to aim. Plus, some kind of ridiculous cartoon dinosaurs. One of them raised its blood-smeared head and roared at them, holding its tiny forepaws against its scaly chest. "Looks like a dragon," Flaherty thought. And before his eyes, the cartoon dinosaur became a dragon. It roared and spewed a jet of fire that set several dangling vines and a mat of hanging moss to burning. The kid, meanwhile, was on the move again. Lamla, the stoat-headed Tahin, pushed his way to the forefront and raised one furred fist to his forehead. Flaherty returned the salute impatiently. "What's down there, Lamb, do you know?" Flaherty himself had never been below the pig. When he traveled on business, it was always between New Yorks, which meant using either the door on 47th Street between 1st and 2nd, the one in the eternally empty warehouse on Bleecker Street, only in some worlds that one was an eternally half-completed building, or the one way uptown on 94th Street. The last was now in the blink much of the time, and of course nobody knew how to fix it. There were other doors in the city. New York was lousy with portals to other wheres and whens. But those were the only ones that still worked. And the one to Fedek, of course. The one up ahead.
"'Tis a mirage maker,'
the stoat thing said. Its voice was wet and rumbling and very far from human.
"'Yon machine trolls for what ye fear and makes it real. Say would have turned it on when he and his tet passed with the black skin jilly. To keep his back trail safe, you do, Ken.'